5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
You've commercialized your jocks.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Have you seen my knackers?
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
No, well, of course you feel good. You're listening to Triple M. Everyone who feels good feels like they need to tune in to 105.1 and, of course, the Rush Hour. Mm-hmm. And Fats in, reasonable form.
Good form.
Not good. I wouldn't say good. I'd say reasonable. Luke Hodge joins us.
Oh, yes.
Spend his life in good form. Hump Day it quiz. I'm not sure about this one. I've got a feeling that the scoring system needs overhauling.
Well, you're the judge.
Be brutally honest.
Jim, you're the judge.
I think it can sometimes go missing. Yeah. And then, of course, later in the show, I see the joke. I'm getting lots of feedback on how poor they've been. No, poor.
And I've got a good one today. Good one today.
Sounding like Barry White. Hello to you, Fat.
Hello, Jimmy. Bye. Welcome to Wednesday Hump Day.
Oh, no.
Good to be alive, my friend. Hello, rabbits.
It went every way you could imagine off the boot, but through for 6 points in the end, 5-1, 31 apiece. Early stage of second term, and that's on the Triple M Choice Hotel scoreboard.
Might have been a point.
So Flynn, wouldn't be that happy with the return there, but it could come back through.
Oh, no. Not calling the replay.
Whoever. But it's 5-1, 31 apiece at the moment. So I just lost track of things there, Nathan.
He called the replay.
Well, he's going all right, Flynn, isn't he?
Were you calling the replay then?
About half on the replay. And then I thought, I think I'm calling the replay, so I stopped calling the replay.
How? He called the replay?
And the Duke, it was the last year, the Duke as well. Well, we've got to point out, we're calling off screens.
Yes.
So you're relying on what's happening on the screen to be able to describe the action.
But if you called the goal and it went through it all,
right,
and then it exactly happens again, you would think, wow, this doesn't normally happen.
Sometimes when you're a caller, Bill, you're getting to trying to get ahead of it and you just look up and, oh, probably wouldn't have done it. But
no, oh, Jim, you know who did do it? You know who did do it? We hear of on the Saturday Rub quiz, Sandy Roberts. And when I was working with Sandals one day.
Oh, yes, he did. That's true.
But, mate, but he called the whole lot. Oh, and we didn't say anything. Come on, Sandals. Oh, Jimmy, plenty of news.
All
plenty
right,
of
on.
Footy
what
news.
What do you got for me?
I got everything here. And some news at the Collingwood Footy Club.
Yes.
Darcy Moore has done his PCL, Jim.
Jeez.
And will be out for the rest of the year.
He's their best player. Well, Pendlebury and Sidebottom, but he's their best player, Darcy
this
Moore.
Year.
Yep. So that's a big blow.
Out for the rest of the year.
Yep.
He did it late in the game too, didn't he, Rabs? You would have been watching.
I didn't even notice it.
No one did. So out
shame.
For the rest of the year. Yeah. Also at Collingwood, Jordan Degoe has been handed a one-match ban. Did you see that?
Yeah,
you?
I did. Oh, look, we had this long chat with Damo about it, didn't we? It's they are protecting the head of the player. I like that. I just want to know exactly what players can and can't do in modern footy because I think they're all confused. I'm confused.
Yes. What do you think about what will happen with David McKay? McKay.
Well, there's another example of it. I mean, they've already said 3 weeks. Jeez. So if the tribunal come back from that, then they're going against the wishes of the AFL.
Yep.
It's a bit of a mess, Fat. I like the fact that they're making a stance, but then the players have, well, you're a former player.
Yeah.
You've got to know what you can and can't do.
Well, that's it. But as I said yesterday, Jim, we're right in the middle of it right now.
Yeah, we are.
So in 10 years' time, we're going to say, well done. But right now, all these changes, we're going, no. And as you said yesterday, and I'm going to run with this, what happens if a bloke's running back with the ball? The flight of the ball, very courageous, right? Running back with the flight of the ball. I'm running at him. Do I stop?
Well, you're going to have to jump out of the way.
Surely.
Because if you make contact with him, then you're going to get rubbed out.
But that's just dumb.
Well, of course it is, Bill.
From the bloke who's courageous.
But so this is where we need, I think, to get hold of Steve Hocking, maybe, or whoever. They've just changed the head of the umpires during the course of the year.
Hayden Kennedy stepped down.
Yeah, so whoever's in charge of that, we need them to sit down and go, right, this instance, what do you expect the player come the other way to do?
Yes.
Because if it's jump out of the way, that's against everything the game represents and has for 150 years.
He cannot stop running.
Yeah.
Jonathan Brown, running back, taking a courageous mark. Hey, just on that, how do you reckon boxing's going to go when we're talking about hitting in the head?
Oh.
And that's the aim of the game.
Oh, well, what about UFC?
Well, UFC. Yeah. But boxing, Paul Gallen fights tonight. He fights Justice Hooney, Jim, who's a very good fighter. He's actually a boxer, this bloke.
Right.
But Gallen's done really well. Yes. Like, he's got 11... zip record and can fight. So that'll be interesting to see how he goes, because this Justice is going to go to the Olympics in the Australian heavyweight. He's a star. Very interesting to see what happens tonight in that fight. The Socceroos, they've won again, Jim. They're on fire.
Going beautifully.
Graham Arnold is a good coach. Yes. I like Graham Arnold. So they've won eight in a row, and now they are on the road to the 2022 World Cup.
Oh, beautiful.
Well done to the Socceroos,
like
Jimmy.
It. Like it.
Speaking of soccer, Euro 2020, Jim, our favourite. We love it. We watch it all the time. Only a couple of games overnight. There'll be some more today. But Portugal 3, Hungary 0. Just gotta go.
El Porto. What?
El Porto, Jim. Portuguese chicken.
A Porto. Is that what it is?
Yeah, Portuguese
chicken.
So that's
where you're getting it from.
That's it, yeah.
Portuguese chicken.
Ronaldo.
They're based in Bondi.
Yeah. It's not really nothing to do with it.
Porto is.
El Porto.
El Porto.
I've never had it, but it's Portuguese chicken. Anyway, Ronaldo got a brace, Jim. Hurt his knee.
He was
in a brace after the game.
Oh, no. What the hell?
The other game. What about this game? How big is this? France taking on Germany.
Oh, no.
That's German supporters, Jim, because France won 1-0, and the German fans, they knew nothing about them. That's it. I should have gone down the slide as him. The Australian swimming trials are on, Jim. Have you been watching?
Yes, no.
Kyle Chalmers.
Well, I'm obviously following the results, but I haven't been watching, no.
Did you watch Kyle Chalmers? He won the 100 metres. That's the big one, isn't it? That's the blue ribbon.
Yes, and a winner before, of course.
100 metre free, exactly. Yep. Won it before, but he was the fastest there. So well done to Kyle. All the others are still going around, Jim, and... not sure any others. They're just going short.
Well, I'll tell you what else we've got coming
no,
up.
I've got something. Basketball. This is it, Jim. Last night was a big game between the Phoenix and the United, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Phoenix led by 17 points, Jim, in the second quarter.
Yes.
United come back. It was Jock Landale. He put up 26 points, Jim. He put up 26.
That's it.
He's good in the paint. Good was outside the paint.
See.
And you know why United won?
Why?
It was their pick and roll.
Was defense. That what it was? Yeah, pick and roll.
Pick and roll defense.
Yeah, no, I would have
pick and roll's offense.
Yeah.
Pick and roll offense.
Yeah, that would be what it was. Yeah, line. No, nice.
And you know, our man, Chris Golding,
mm-hmm.
played his 350th game last night. 350, Jim.
That's, well, he's been a star.
Are you sure? Yes, I'm bloody sure. That's good.
He
that's
has
a
been
great
a star.
Effort. So that means Melbourne United now play Perth Wildcats. In five games, Jim, the best of five for the grand final. First two are over in Perth starting Friday night.
All right. Now, the US Open is charging at us.
When's
from
that?
From La Jolla in California, Torrey Pines. And the Australian representation is superb.
What do we got?
Well, you've got Cam Smith, of course, who was always going to get there, as was Adam Scott and Mark Leishman, the warnable flyer, our man.
He's a good man.
So they're probably the best placed. Jason Day out with injury. Hmm. But joining them, my man Wade Ormsby.
Wade!
From the European Tour, little Orms.
Good
can't wait to see him out there. He'll be brilliant. Steve Allen, Monday qualifier. Well done to him.
Little Stevie Allen.
That's it. Brad Kennedy, who is the Australasian Order of Merit winner. Mm-hmm. He goes in there as well.
Yep.
Do you know
what?
In the history of this tournament,
yes.
David Graham back in 1981 and, of course, Jeff Ogilvie at Wingfoot back in 2006 are the only Australians to ever win
only
the
two.
US Open. Only two.
All right. I tell you what I like. Coke Rack.
Yes.
Is he a
Coke
chance?
Rack? Yes, no doubt about it.
Righto. What about Corona Rahm?
Yeah, well, he got coronavirus.
He was leading
six shots in front at Jack's tournament.
Yeah,
had to bail out of that, and now comes into this tournament's favourite, a fine, fine golfer
and man boobs, Mickelson, who won the last major. Didn't
he did won the PGA. Yeah. He'll be long odds,
80-1.
Yeah, but he has won around there before. So look, I think it's good. Brooks Koepka, Dustin Johnson, Bryson DeChambeau, Justin Thomas, ripping tournament at the US Open. So I cannot wait. But good luck to the Aussies.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes. That's it.
Well, that...
what? Well, you were finishing off.
That's the end. I thought you had more.
No, I'm done. Jill only gives me a page nowadays.
No, she doesn't give you a page.
No. Look, I've got 15 pages. I can't find
did
it.
Did you see Cristiano Ronaldo as we go?
Oh, yeah, with
did
the Coke.
Did you see that with the two bottles of Coke? Move them. During his press conference.
Yeah.
And they reckon Coke have shed $4.5 billion off their share price.
Well, the shares were trading at $56.01, Jim.
Yep.
And then they dropped to $55.
That's it.
Wow.
On the back. So it's Australian $5 billion just from that action got wiped off their share price. Because he took the bottles down because he's one of those bodies, his temple sort of arrangements.
Water drinkers.
A bit like myself.
Yeah, well, you. Well, we've got an absolute champion of the AFL. Luke Hodge is going to join us next on the Rush Hour.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You know what it's like?
Yes.
Neglect, lack of intimacy, lack of close touchness.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. Now we are joined by AFL royalty, four-time premiership player, three of them as captain, two Norm Smith medals, Luke Hodge, and he's here to talk to us about something very important.
There aren't many players with the resume of our next guest. Four flags, two Norm Smiths, three All-Australians, and he always saved his best for the big stage.
Duopolo to the ground and Hodge off the stand.
Oh, Barana!
Welcome, Hawthorn legend, Luke Hodge.
I laid a bit too much mail on that. If I listen back, that was a little bit too strong. Welcome to you, Hodgie.
G'day, guys. Thanks for having me on.
37 years of age yesterday. Happy birthday for it.
Yeah, thanks, mate. It's they sort of not as important anymore, I guess, the birthdays of when you're a bit younger, but it was a good excuse to take the family out for a couple of days, which has been nice.
Wait till you get to 47 and 50 like Jim. Don't worry about it then. Hey, what happens when you turn 37 with four kids in the Dale?
Not much, mate. They still run in and wake you up. Dirty nappies, it's still pretty much the same, apart from you get a couple of days away from the house. So I think it's always good to use as an excuse to try and get away with the family. And the kids have loved it. We've been fishing for the last couple of days. And, it's been quite nice.
Got caught earlier in the year, did Lucas. He came over to do some work with the family. Was going to take the family back to Colac and say hello. And then
what happened?
Well, basically got stuck for nearly a month.
In Colac? Surely not Colac,
Luke. He was running them around all over the place.
We based ourselves in Richmond for a couple of days. And then it was pretty much the same time as when the Lions were down for rounds 2 to 4. We sort of got stuck as well. So it worked out pretty well. We were able to get down to Colac and go via Ocean Grove and catch up with a lot of family and friends. So
good.
Worked out well.
At least you went back to Colac. Jordan Lewis, I don't think he's been back to Warrnambool, Jim.
No, never.
Grew up there, all his mates there, but he hasn't been over the Westgate Bridge.
No, he puts on his boat shoes and his button-up shirt and heads up to Sorrento and ports. He heads out that way. A bit of a tough area.
He hung around Gibbo for too long. Yep. That's what happened to him, and it changed him as a bloke. Now, Men's Health Week, please. What's going on?
I guess Men's Health Week is all about just promoting both physical and mental health. And I know how I think everyone at this time of year put on 4 or 5 kilos because get the winter coat on. So I guess it's just putting out for making sure everyone either gets out and does a little bit of exercise and make sure that they eat correctly as well, because I think we all know that if you're slacking off on that for a little bit, that the kilos do jump on.
Been tough. All the gyms have been shut, certainly in Melbourne. So it's
a good excuse not to get healthy. But you're right. We should get out, walk the dog, or even get on some nice food. What would be a good range of food you should eat, maybe, if you're looking to lose some weight, Luke?
Well, mate, I know you've been on the light and easies as well. So that's I guess that's always the moderation. You've been on it, enjoying it, and so have I. So
yeah.
I guess that's the kind of food that the something that's nice and simple and easy. But I guess you mix that in with a little bit of exercise, where you go for a jog, or I think as everyone has said that being in lockdown it is tough with the gyms being shut. But I think that's where you need to find a friend and be able to go for a 5K run, or just get out and do some form of exercise, whether it's a walk or something like that, just to keep the mind at bay and also the health as well.
Light and easy. It's a big setup, Jim. They've got their own dietitians and chefs. So the meals are very good. You place them in your fridge or freezer and you just heat them up. So very convenient.
I don't know if you were watching Big Free 7, Hodgie, but the second last slider didn't look light and easy to me.
No, but that's why you jumped on the light and easy, mate, because I did see all that ice pretty much just get smashed out of the pool when Bill did go down in those very, very tight budgie smugglers, which wasn't a great sight from where those cameras were sitting, mate.
It was a horrible sight, and the mount on was even worse.
The mount on?
Yeah, as you got on the bloody stupid whatever it was.
The slide,
Almost got the view of the exact thing we didn't want to see.
The front page of the CUB annual report.
No, I don't think.
I think so. Where are you? In an aviary?
I'm up at Makepeace. I've got a friend who invited the family up here. So
where?
My son's actually up at Makepeace Island.
Troy Makepeace.
So my son's sitting over here. We're about to throw the rods back in after a nice lunch we had. So that's where you can hear all the birds. They're trying to steal our food.
And tell us about the Hawthorn Footy Club, please. I know that you're a Lion at the finish, but you're a Hawk legend. A nice winning on the weekend. Are they just starting to slowly turn the corner for you?
Oh, I think, look, if they put in performances like that, I think that's all what the Hawthorn supporters want to see. They were as hard as we've seen. We did the game 2 weeks ago and when they played Gold Coast, and it just wasn't the performance that we expected to see from Hawthorn. But what they put up against Sydney, they always have good competitions, those two teams. And I think Clarko built it up as one of those ones where they needed to show something. And I think they did. If they keep playing footies like that, then the future, the turnaround and getting back in the finals isn't too far away. But I think that they're on the right page. They hit the draft last year. They're going to get another decent draft pick this year. They'll bring back in Gunston and Sicily towards the end of the year. Days back now. So, look, I think there's a little bit of hope for the Hawthorn supporters.
And did I see that you're training for a marathon? Is this true?
Gee. Yeah, well, I guess this is a little bit of that, the mental health that people sort of talk about. Me and a mate committed to run the Gold Coast Marathon as a part of that. Raising money for charity. So we've actually been lucky enough to raise almost $65,000 for the Myron Kids Cancer Charity. So
beautiful.
It's been good at times, but the legs and the body have hated me at times for it. But, yeah, it's in 3 weeks. It's July 4th, so looking forward to relaxing
full
after that.
Full marathon for you in 3 weeks' time.
Mate, and you know me, I'm made to run.
No, yeah.
That's what I was born to do. So I think it's one of those challenges that you set yourself and you think halfway through that you're an absolute moron, which there's no doubt I am, but we put our name down for it and to raise money for such a great charity in my room, we're happy that we're doing it and looking forward to doing it on the day.
I think Hodgie015, is that the Instagram handle for people to follow? Is that right?
Hodgie015, and the link's in my bio. If you jump on, anyone wants to donate, we've had so many people that have been able to give us support with either charity days and golf rounds that they've donated. People have been able to donate on that page. So if people want to jump on and help us out, that'd be very much appreciated. Myram are very keen and are very thankful for everyone that has.
Makepeace Island, Jim, up in Noosa Way there. Yes. The next island is called Sheep Island,
right.
And then there's Goat Island.
Right.
Have you been to Goat Island or Sheep Island?
No, mate. No, I stop off at the jetty here on the way past. So I'll have to go up the river and have a bit of a look and let you know what it looks like.
Hodgie, you're a star. Men's Health Week, very important. So yes. Lightandeasy.com as well.
Yes, Jim, get on that.
Make sure you do both of those things. Good luck with the marathon. We don't see you Friday night, of course. You got the night off. Just time that well with GMHP. Well done, Hodgie. Great chatting to you, mate.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. Bill's joke to come later on. But up next, it's the Hump Day Quiz.
Yes.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
The colours, Jim. Right. The magenta, the rose, Torquay's. And teal.
Torquay's
and teal.
Hang on a second. Hang on.
On the listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, James Brayshaw and Billy Brownless, and it's time of the week for the Hump Day Quiz.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
All right, Fat, before you introduce our very nice contestants, grilled voucher, $50, just over the road, magnificent. No artificial colours, flavours or preservatives.
Mm-hmm.
The natural range is out, by the way, with RSPCA-approved chicken breast, premium Australian virgin oil. And a round of golf at the magnificent St Andrews Beach Golf Course for two. Includes a golf cart, a six-pack from the St Andrews Beach Brewery across the road. The best prizes in radio. Who have we got?
Well, Jim, let me set the scene. It's a hump day quiz, of course, on Wednesday. Anthony William Brownless, slider number 7. No. And we have Glenn there out of Cranbourne. G'day, Glenn.
Hello.
Good, thanks, Glenn. Yeah, how are you going? How's Cranbourne, mate?
Yeah, not too bad. I'm not there now. I'm in Box Hill at the moment.
Box Hill?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Right.
Thank God.
Who do you barrack for?
I'm actually a Kangas man.
That's the way. Don't just talk over the top of that garbage, Glenn Roy. Are you happier? Are things starting to turn a bit for the mighty Kangas?
Yeah, oh, for sure. Watched it on the weekend and got some positives out of it. We would like to sneak home, but to GWS's credentials, they nearly toppled us. It was a close one, but yeah, good signs.
You don't have to say credentials, just say credit. What positives did you get out of it?
Oh, just a lot, worked a lot harder, a lot better teamwork. Defence was a lot better.
There you go.
Yeah,
well done.
Just a bit of everything.
Len knows what he's talking about.
He does.
Don't worry about that.
And he's taking on Matt from Cheltenham. G'day, Matt.
Yeah, g'day, boys. How are we?
Who do you back for, Matty boy?
Unfortunately, mate, I'm a Sainer.
Kanga. Oh,
you are a complete tool.
What's going on with the Saints? What should we do there, Matty boy?
Oh, mate, there's a few things I'd like to say, but I can't say on radio.
I think you've probably got a few mates out there thinking the same way.
It has been disappointing. After last year, and you think you're going to play finals and maybe go a couple of more rungs, but it's been a disappointing year for the Saints.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, you ready to go?
Well,
you
got let's not make this a disappointing quiz, fact.
Well, it started well. We got nice bands.
All right, good.
And now we go into it. So, Glenn, you're Glenn, and Matt, you're Matt.
Okay.
Easy. I like it.
Right, jump in, big loud voice.
For the Big Freeze 7, who was dressed as Elton John?
Matt.
Yes, Matty.
Razor Ray.
Oh, righto, Razor's off to a nice start.
Bang. Be alone. Great song, Jim.
Yes,
do you like that?
I do. I'm an Elton John fan.
Are you?
So well done.
Well done, Matt. You're away. What was Nathan Buckley, this is question two, presented with by the SCG Trust?
Matt.
Yes, Matty.
The SCG Turf.
Yes.
Jeez, Matty. Glenn, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there. I didn't see the slide.
Sure.
Yes,
I think you're sure.
I didn't see the end of the game.
All right.
Got presented with the what would you do with that, Jim, the grass?
Yeah, I don't know.
Would you plant it in the backyard?
I don't think so.
You wouldn't put it up in
you
the
know,
mantelpiece.
A mate of my brother's, a very good mate of my brother's from growing up in Perth, was a mad pie.
Mm-hmm.
He made the pilgrimage over for the last game at Vicky Park, and after the game, jumped the fence with a little hand, you know, those things that you take weeds out with, and cut his own bit of Victoria Park out, took it back to Perth.
And?
They planted it in his back or mum and dad's backyard.
That's weird.
That's a nuff-nuff supporter, isn't it? Yes, please. So we're 2-0. Come on, Glenn.
2-0, Jim.
Okay.
Glenn will come good. I can feel it, Jim. Number 3 audio question. Who kicked this goal now, please?
Oh, the kick was smothered from Ryder. Kick over the head by Bobby. Goal.
Oh, no.
He's got the goal.
All right, so who did we like there?
I heard Glenn.
Lenny.
Yeah. Port Adelaide guy.
Adelaide guy.
Adelaide guy, yep. It was Adelaide guy, yep.
Phil.
The guy over the shoulder.
That's him. Well done, Glenn. Glenn's hit the board with one. Riley Philthorpe.
Matt's having a combo in the background.
Riley's happy, yep.
Oh, he got it now. After a minute, he got it. Righto, number 4 now. Who is the 2-time Brownlow medalist coaching Collingwood in their next game?
Matt.
Glenn, yes.
Nathan, no.
The next game. Robert Harvey. Two apiece. I like it. Glennie's come from nowhere.
Good luck, Robert Harvey.
All right.
This is it.
All right. Matty, what's happened to you recently?
Oh, you're kidding yourself, mate.
Righto, here we go. For the big prize.
All right.
Who is playing his 250th game this weekend? I'll give you a clue. 50 Shades of?
Glenn.
Oh, no.
Matt.
Robbie Gray.
You can't be doing that.
Glenn, poor old Matt's answered everyone. You're
everyone
the judge.
Right, and you're handed it to Glenn.
Anyway, I think Matt got that last one. Matt?
Yeah, spot on. Cheers, boys.
Glenny.
Yeah.
Now we've got a special prize set up for today. You can choose between the grilled voucher or the St Andrews Beach golf. Are you a golfer, Glenroy?
I play a little bit, not much.
The grilled voucher for you then?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, beautiful. Now, Matty.
Yes.
Because Bill didn't look after you, which is disgraceful by him, I'm giving you the choice of both as well. So grilled voucher or the St. Andrews Beach Golf. Which do you prefer?
It's going to be a pretty tough decision, but no, I can't say no to a game of golf.
Beautiful, well, mate. Well, it's worked out well anyway. And I'm telling you, St. Andrews Beach is magnificent. You ever played down there?
I've played down there a fair bit. Love it down there. Lovely course.
Beautiful.
So you get the St. Andrews Brewery. Really nice too. Lager. Spot on.
Well, you got a six pack of them. You got a cart. One of you can take a mate down there. Have a great day.
A lot happier now, Matt.
Yeah, bloody hell. Cheers, boys.
All right, well done.
See you later, Matt.
He did silk it up a bit there.
He did. Right. Well, it didn't work out how we thought it would.
No, it sort of got a bit lost. But anyway, we're happy.
She got baked.
Oh, how good is this?
Oh, no. We're going on to make Bill's joke to wrap up the show coming up next. No.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Tell us what happens behind the scene.
He put an S in very late.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's Billy's Footy Tips. Love footy? You'll love Seekers Footy Tipping, with weekly prizes up for grabs, so you can join in anytime. Sign up now at seekerfootytipping.com. Seeker, your go-to product on the worksite.
All right, Bill very rarely gets them right.
No, Jim, I picked Collingwood last
highly
week.
Highly unlikely to get them right this week as well, but Geelong Western Bulldogs, the GMHBA in front of no people, some people.
7,000, Jim, only Geelong people. Which is probably not enough. 15 would have been good. 5 games of footy, Jim. 2 down in Tassie. Tassie are the winners this week.
We haven't got to that yet. Just Geelong, Western Bulldogs, GMHBA.
I think Geelong at home will win that one, Jim.
Gold Coast, Port Adelaide, Metricon.
Port Adelaide have got to bounce back after last week and win. And win well, I would have thought.
North Melbourne, Brisbane, Blunston.
I like North down there in Hobart. They like going down there, Jim. They were good last week. They should have won last week. But they won't beat Brisbane.
GWS Carlton, Giants Stadium.
Interesting game, this. Giants just got out away with it last week with a draw. Carlton, who knows what are going to happen? Toss of the coin. I might go Carlton.
Yeah, you need to see who's back for GWS. I need to see GWS's team first to know what's going on there. And Hawthorn Essendon. Now, this is big.
In Launceston. Mm. And remember the good old days? These two used to go at it, Jim. Punch on and everything back in the good old days. Hawthorn were good last week. Bombers have had a bye. Hawks in Tassie, because they play well down there.
There you go, just the 5 and probably a couple there at best.
It's all thanks to Seeker.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
JB and Bill.
Oh, how good is this?
This is Triple M's Rush Hour. Download the Listen app. You can listen anytime, anywhere. Grant Hackett is going to join us on the show tomorrow because it's the last day of the Olympic swimming trials. What's happening at your club? And JB, Maddie's put together an idiot song.
Golden.
Hey, Jim, how is Hackie?
Good. Ran into him the other day. They're in the same broadcast hub. His quality, of course. Nicole Stevenson was there as well. There's some swimming royalty in those. So that pair just wandering
out. She's running the AFLW.
She does a great job of that. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to chatting to him. We just had Maddie on the line. What? He just rung back.
What's happened?
He said, you're kidding yourself with that scoring system. That's daylight robbery, he reckons.
You're
going to need to look at it.
No, Jim.
It's your quiz.
I do the questions and answers. You're the judge.
It's your quiz, Fat, and I'm with Matty. You are going to have a long, hard look at yourself and the way you're running it.
You're Judge Judy.
All right. So here we go.
Judy.
With a song. Here we go, Fat. Come on. A nice joke to finish
the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Something going on again, Jim, on the movie. Now, Jimmy boy, here we go to finish. Good one yesterday, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't. It actually wasn't at all. Yep.
Righto. A mother was tidying up her son's bedroom, Jim.
Yes.
And found a load of bondage and fetish magazines.
Oh, excuse me.
I know. She couldn't believe it, Jim. She said to her husband, what do you think I should do? The hubby had a think for a minute, Jim, and he said, whatever you do, Dale, don't spank him.
Oh, no. Oh, that's just wrong.
Don't spank him, Jim.
That's just wrong. That's a wrong joke.
He might like it, Jim.
Oh, no. I'm looking through the glass to see whether we can actually go with that one.
I'll tell you what, they won't get it out there. It goes straight over their head. Good joke. Well done. Wrap it up.
No, it really wasn't. It's a flattening sort of finish. Real flat sort of shit finish to the show.
I liked it. Oh, I liked it.
Oh, how good is this?
How good is that joke?